let's take a deep dive into Scripture with Father John Wargle and Danny Gallagher. During each episode, we'll be sharing our insights about the Bible passages presented on a related post on Father John's website, ancienthopes.org. To find the post we're discussing, go to the ancienthopes.org website and search for the title of this podcast using the search box on that page. Our discussions on this show will follow the posts listed on the ancienthopes.org website. Here are your hosts for our deep dive into Scripture today, Danny and Father John. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another Deep Dive into Scripture podcast and radio show. I'm Danny Gallagher, and I'm in the studio today with Father John Wargle. Welcome, Father John.
I wouldn't want to be anywhere else.
Yeah, me either. Yeah, no, I can think of a couple other places, but I understand.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Yes, yes. Okay, so we're going to talk more about Joseph and his family. So Joseph sent his family back home to get his brother Benjamin, his youngest brother, and Jacob just will not let it happen, will he?
Yeah, yeah. We're beginning to see some family dynamics open up now, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
We definitely see Reuben descending from his high position as firstborn, and we begin to see Judah ascending.
Yeah. Okay. Now, Reuben was never really accepted as the firstborn, I don't think. I mean, it just seemed like for a little while, maybe, but people just didn't listen to him like he was the firstborn.
Well, that's right, because if you go back to the first part of the narrative where Reuben's idea of saving Joseph didn't work.
Yeah, right.
And so he comes back. He's out of the loop. His brothers had made some decisions before. In fact, it was Judah, right?
Right.
Selling him, right. Yeah, so he's always fighting to maintain his firstborn status, okay?
Yeah.
So now, you know, last week we saw that Joseph, he's the one that's starting this play, so to speak,
yes,
right? So they can sort of relive his experience and see what conclusions they're going to come to.
Yeah, and I don't know if he knows it quite yet, if he knows like the... He doesn't know what's going to happen, so he's just
right.
beginning to...
And that's important to realize.
Yeah,
he doesn't know, because none of us know how our relationships are going to turn out. We really don't, okay?
Sure, sure.
So, anyways, but he creates space for that to happen.
Yeah, he does seem, though, like he's interested in doing a little instruction here. Like he's doing this so that maybe they'll be disciplined a little bit, or maybe they're going to be instructed a little bit in the future. I mean, I think that's the way he wants it to play out.
That's exactly right. And he does this very artfully.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, for
okay,
sure.
So if we remember earlier in the chapter, we see that he comes up with this idea. Okay. Oh, you say you've got a younger son, right?
Yeah,
younger brother.
Back
at home with the father. Okay, now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to keep all of you except for one.
Right.
And send him back and bring back Benjamin.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And after 3 days of letting them stew.
You know, wondering if they're going to even survive, I think.
Yeah, wondering, you know. Then you see Reuben. What is Reuben saying? I told you so.
Yeah,
No one likes an I told you so.
You're not
right?
Kidding.
Right.
Once again, he's shooting himself in the foot here.
That's right. And it's interesting, though. Joseph said this. He said, do this, for I fear Elohim.
Mm.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, we might go over that really swiftly, right? But for an Egyptian potentate to say he fears Elohim,
yeah,
that, you know, I mean, Elohim is a Semitic god, the generic term for God among the Semites, but the Egyptians, you know, their whole... a divinity system with all its gods and stuff, with, you know, Elohim was not in it.
Right, not in it at all. And not only that, but it seems like it'd be blasphemous to them to hear somebody say that. And their focus seems to be on, like, their one god, Pharaoh.
That's right.
You know? He's like the god, kind
right.
of.
Right, so that's skillfully injected in there.
Mm.
That makes them think, what is this guy who is he?
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, they're definitely wondering.
So it's little bits of information that, you know, he's done. Then, well, anyways, we know that he picks Simeon, has him bound in front of them, and said, okay, you guys go back and bring your youngest son back.
Brother, yeah.
Really focusing on the younger son. Of course, the reason why he picked Simeon is I'm sure, no doubt, that he was the instigator who wanted to kill him.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, so he's getting him back good by throwing him in prison for a little while.
I'm sure he's making him, you know, twist and turn there a bit, yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. And, of course, that makes him think about, it should make him think about his violent nature.
Yeah.
Right? But some people learn and some people don't.
Right.
And we really don't know what he may have learned and what he may not have learned.
Yeah, nothing is ever said, even when he's freed
right.
later.
Right, yeah. Right. So, you know, they all go back, but he does a little trick on them. He puts their silver, which they brought.
To pay.
To pay for the grain back in their bags.
Right, yeah.
Of course, silver is a very important thing, okay, because it was silver for which the brothers sold him.
Oh, man, I sort of missed that. Yeah, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, it's one of the many, many little themes that keep everything together, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So they go back before their father, and they open their bags, and they see the silver there. Okay, now they've got a lot of explaining to do.
Right.
I think as you mentioned, or you said something, that, you know, it could be that they thought that, oh no, we stole this money, we're in trouble, right?
Right. Well, they're going to be told that they stole the money.
That's right. You
know, that's in their bags. They didn't know it was there, but they're going to be blamed for that, I think. You know, think they will. Yeah.
Blamed for the silver. Very good.
Yeah,
okay, because they did sell their brother for the silver.
Yep.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is really good. Okay, and then of course the father, you know, he sees his sons disappearing.
Yeah.
First it was Joseph, right? And now it's Simeon.
Right. He's gone.
Yeah, right. And now they want to take Benjamin, who is his pet, right? No
yes.
doubt
yeah.
about it. You know, Rachel's favorite wife, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so what we have here is a thrust to the heart of his father.
Yep.
Okay, Joseph is not only testing the brothers, he's testing the father.
Mm-hmm.
Because he knew that much of the family dysfunction centered around him being the favorite.
Yep.
And I'm sure it didn't take much deduction to figure out why Benjamin wasn't there in the first place.
That's right.
Right.
You're listening to the Deep Dive into Scripture radio show and podcast with your hosts, Danny Gallagher and Father John Wargle. The text that we're discussing can be found on the AncientHopes.org website. Then use the search box to find the post with the same title as this podcast. Let's get back to our show with Danny and Father John.
Mm-hmm.
Because he knew that much of the family dysfunction centered around him being the favorite.
Yep.
And I'm sure it didn't take much deduction to figure out why Benjamin wasn't there in the first place.
That's right.
Right.
He was kept safe back at home.
Yeah. Right. And so it makes his father come to a critical place.
Mm-hmm.
Will he give up his favorite son?
Okay. Yeah.
Of course, we see echoes of this with Abraham being willing to give up Isaac.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Now, there he does it willingly. Here, not willingly, he's coerced, but, you know, nevertheless, God's grace is there, helping him tear himself away, you know. He would never have been able to do it himself, Danny.
Right, yeah, for sure, yeah.
But he has to now, given the circumstances that are impressed upon him.
Yep.
Right? And that's how God works with us a lot of times.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Thank God by his grace. You know, there's things that we just can't give up. It's just so hard, And we're latching on. Yeah, God loves us so much, and sometimes he rips them out of us, or, you know.
Yeah, so something bad happens that causes causes me to realize, right. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
This has to stop, or I gotta move away.
I'm too attached to these things.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and so God helps us with this detachment, so he's helping Jacob. in this matter. So,
this is another case right now, you know, when this happens, there's another case when poor Reuben can't make it happen and Judah has to step in.
That's right. Because Reuben says, you know, okay, let me take Benjamin. If anything happens to him, I'll let you kill my two sons.
Yes. Isn't that unbelievable? if something happens to him, you can kill my two kids.
Which are your two grandsons.
Yes.
As if that would make him happy.
Yeah.
So he's just, the poor guy just doesn't have it.
Yeah.
Right. And that's also a common human problem among family situations, right?
Yeah.
You know, he had firstborn right, and he didn't have the firstborn character.
Right. Okay? Yeah.
And neither does Simeon or Levi, right?
Yep.
The one that has the character that steps up is Judah. Now, we know that Judah was a bit of a, you know, not exactly the most righteous man, but,
right.
You know, through his, remember that chapter that described his situation going down into the Canaanites,
oh, yeah.
Right?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, and Tamar and that whole business of him recognizing his things,
yes.
You know.
Yep.
He said,
and therefore recognizing his faults.
Exactly. Yeah. So we see that he emerged from that trial, so to speak, growing.
Yeah.
Definitely he's capable of growing.
Yeah, definitely wiser. Yeah.
Wiser, right. Yeah. And so he's the one with character.
Yep.
And so he says, listen, it'll be on me, okay, but I have to take the boy. We got to go or we're going to die.
Starve. That's the one thing that I was thinking is that, gosh, they ate all that food that they brought back. So this was a bit of time that went on while they were trying to make this decision, and they run out of food again.
Right.
So there's nowhere to go. They've got to go back.
They got to go back.
In order to go back, they have to take Benjamin. So
that's right.
That's just like a given now at this
again,
point.
Again, you know, I think we mentioned last post, sometimes the famine of the soul forces us to hunger for God and for a hunger for righteousness, which is a beatitude, right?
Yeah.
We are hungry for all these other things that don't satisfy and kind of just go in deep into a hollow pit and never gets filled, right?
Yeah, sure.
So it says hunger is forcing them, you know, to the ultimate fulfillment, satisfaction, which is going to happen in the story.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So Judah wins the day. He ascends. Reuben, and there's a really sad and ugly thing that Reuben does, okay? And we don't see where it actually happens, but it's at the end when Joseph is giving his prophecies, okay, over his children. Some of them are blessed, some are less so, but Reuben's the firstborn, his might, the one that should have been so satisfying to his father, became so dissatisfied, you know, with him. And granted, Jacob's a hard man, would not be easy being his son. We all know that. He didn't take it well. And he forced himself upon Rachel's maid, Bilhah.
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
This was probably not an act of lust. There's probably plenty of other, you know, who knows what. You know, it was probably like Absalom did with the concubines of David when David was forced out of the city. To show that he now occupies his father's place.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah.
Right. So it's probably a desperate act.
Yeah. A little bit of
supersede his father.
Yeah. Yeah. False strength, you know, just trying to do something to prove something.
Well, in this situation, that something is to establish his status, you know. But in the end, it did the opposite. Okay,
yeah.
Because the man had no character, right? And in our families, there are those who just don't have the character and are probably envious of those who do have the character, but are so proud that they cannot get to the point where they can change.
Yeah.
All they do is they start digging themselves deeper, deeper, deeper into a hole.
Yeah.
And that's what Reuben has done.
Mm-hmm. Sure, for sure, yeah.
Yeah. And then, you know, Judah, I mean, he never had any pretense of being the first the firstborn. He was down the ladder, you know, as far as he's concerned growing up, you know, there's no place for me, right?
Right, yeah.
So that's why, he left the family in the first place.
Yeah.
Now he's back in, and since there's a huge vacuum, right. And he had the character, you know, he stepped in, and it wasn't ever on his agenda for that to happen.
Yes, right.
Anyways, these are some of the things that we can learn, you know, from this situation. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure, you know, if we could say anything more about that today.
Yeah, so this part of the story ends with them on their way back.
On their way back.
To Joseph. So we're sort of in the middle of, chapter 43?
Between Act 1 and Act 2.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay, because then the podcast, we're going to get Act 2 of how Joseph is going to test and really discern where their hearts are.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Okay, good. So the story will continue next time.
That's right.
Okay, thanks so much for coming in.
God bless. Bye.
See you next time on Deep Dive into Scripture. Thanks for listening. Please go to AncientHopes.org and the Books of the Bible links on that page for related posts from Father John. You can find more episodes of this show on the WSJF podcast server or on the Apple and Spotify podcast services. See you next time when we take another deep dive into Scripture. Don't forget this week to open that Bible and dive right in.